Appliance Discounters is a locally owned company that began with one location in Webster Groves, Missouri in 2009 and has grown to six locations covering Missouri and Illinois. We always offer the lowest price on all appliances for our customers. We carry in-box and out-of-box new appliances at drastically lower prices than any competitor. We purchase our appliances direct and buy the truckload to receive the lowest price from the manufacturers and then pass the savings on to you. That's how we came up with our motto, our savings are your savings. Shop us at theappliancediscounters.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
I would have really worked the undercarriage like Doug usually does, so that when Asa Tegan mounts me on the
gate... Okay, that's enough!
Who was it, Tim? Deke Dotem.
Now, Deke Dotem has already been suspended indefinitely. Deke Dotem has now been suspended indefinitely plus 2 days time. Deke Dotem.
This is a hot cut.
This is a hot cut.
And Jay Jr.'s laugh kind of makes it.
They playing this in the
club. He only wants to love you.
Yeah, EDM.
They played at Pepper Lounge.
Is that still a thing, Pepper Lounge?
Yeah, man. God bless them. Pete Ferretti and Buddy Coy. They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, that's a good long run for
I'm telling you. Good guys. Great guys. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After. My name is Tim McKernan. On my left, if you're watching us on MSNBC, is Douglas Elvin Vaughn. On my right is Charlie L. Marlowe. And on his right is Jonathan T. Seamonster. Doug, and we're broadcasting from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios today on the road at Normandy for the inaugural Free Dotem Open. And already 36 foursomes are on the golf course for the festivities this morning, with portions of the proceeds to benefit Three Little Birds for Life, courtesy of our presenting sponsors, Bud Light and Kenrick's Meats. Oh, my.
Oh. Well, it's wonderful that the weather played out like it did, because yesterday at this time it was pouring.
I'm telling you.
And today it just couldn't be nicer. That's the God smiling down on this course where the game was invented.
Nice.
Back in 1901.
This is God's program.
Uh-huh.
Do you think this is the official show of the Lord?
I would think so.
I think it
Who
I mean,
else
it would be.
What other show would be?
I always have donated to the 700 Club. But, yeah, I mean, when you kind of think about it, this might be it. And speaking of which, we're going to have a Foot Fetish Friday segment for the ages coming up. Caller Jordan, Doug, if you're watching on MSNBC.
I never watch MSNBC. Ever.
Is over there talking to my wife. Her name is Anna Marie. She's of Italian descent. Uh-huh. And then there's Eric in the Central West End.
Yeah, sure.
Right there. He can go home. Jay is shipping Eric in the Central West End out. It is your course.
When are you doing the foot fetish, Jay?
I mean, it can happen at any time, can't it?
How about 15 minutes?
15 minutes.
Wow.
He needs to go prepare.
Wow.
Maybe empty out.
What are you doing?
I don't know. He's greeting people.
All right.
Wow.
He's the MC. He's the marshal.
He is.
He's on the mic.
He's the whole thing.
And how about this? Deke Dotem. On hand, on site.
He is here. Deke Dotem is here. He is in town to celebrate his 30th birthday, Doug. Isn't that amazing?
He looks like a normal guy, but let me tell you, gentlemen, he is sneaky vile.
So wait, where's he from?
Chi-town, stand up.
Parts unknown. He's from parts unknown, Chuck.
How about that?
And he is just lingering right now as we speak.
It really is amazing, though, the popularity of this show. Because when I was up in Chicago for the NFL draft, I had a random person in Bears gear yell at me and say, love the show. And I don't think there were somebody that were going up there from St. Louis.
Well, the signal goes into Chicago, south side of Chicago.
It barely goes to Maplewood.
But I'm telling you, I'll do a live shot down in Dallas. I was there for Game 7, there before the game, so the Blues fans are pouring in. Three or four people came over to the glass and said something like Free Dotem or White Rascal. I'm telling you.
That's White Rascal thing's catching on.
Yeah, well, we
I mean, what a great nickname.
As soon as we heard it, we knew that was going to catch on.
Well, Charlie kind of wanted us to call him the White Rascal.
When you pick your own nickname, it doesn't really have the same kick to it, but apparently it's going to
look at Timberfake emerging like Jack Nicklaus in 1986.
My God. He does have a green jacket, I believe.
He just made the drive down Magnolia Lane.
This will be good.
Walking by Butler Cabin.
I didn't want to say it over the air, but the girl that he kidnapped and brought into the studios a couple weeks ago texted me and said that she cannot make it. She's not feeling well.
Dead grandma?
Did it just everybody immediately says dead.
Why is she texting you?
And he asked me to text her last night because she thought that this all was made up.
Isn't it?
So
it really comes down to it.
I was helping him out. I think he might be annoying her quite a bit. That's surprising.
Not so much. And she appeared to have Stockholm syndrome, where she was identifying with her accuser, with her attacker, her kidnapper, whatever you would call him.
Right.
Here he comes right now.
Yep, there he is. Man, he you know who he looks like? Charlie, don't you think he looks like Brandon Flowers from The Killers?
Sure. I can see that.
Yep, there it is.
He does kind of have the look of like the lead singer of an emo rock band.
Oh, he's got pea green shoes on.
You like those, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
That screams class. Deke Dotem and Timberfaker meeting right now. Oh, my God. Deke Dotem and Timberfaker meeting.
That's like two worlds of the show colliding.
Wow. Look at that. No, I can't get a picture, though, because we can't reveal the identity of Deke Dotem.
Oh.
Timberfake, why don't you sit on down here? This is wonderful. The Money Man is in attendance. This is what it's all about. Yeah, Fireball, Big Al brought that. Looks
sure
like you do have your sexy coffee.
Sexy Fireball.
You have a nose ring.
She's
on hole number five.
It's a dog leg right.
Golf Wang.
What does that mean? You watch your language, mister.
Pick the microphone up.
Yeah, you got to talk into the mic. We're having a whole thing here. Now, I received a text from your girlfriend?
No, man. I'm the John Stamos. I don't have no girlfriend.
It's a little more casual than that.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, I'm not feeling good at all today. And then there's a sick emoji. I'm 39 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it. Maybe sometime next week.
Mm. Yeah, she wants to come in. She actually broke her arm in a car wreck, and been pretty sick lately. So
sick and broken arm.
Yeah, poor girl.
This just happened like in the last day or two?
Couple weeks ago.
Well, we saw you like last week.
It happened like 2 days after that, yeah.
So she was in a car accident, broke her arm, and she's sick.
Yeah, she was going to Vegas, and that put a damper on that for a minute. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
Where'd the accident happen?
Right on Crazy Broadway, right there by Broadway Oyster Bar. They got T-boned.
Wow. Was it her fault?
No. She was in a car with a friend. Somebody T-boned him. So.
Wow, T-boned him, Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, best wishes to Chelsea. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And you have some of your friends. You met a girl at Ameristar, I understand.
Yeah, Miss June. She should be
you
here.
You brought her sash.
Yeah, I had to bring it back for her. I was wearing it around that night.
You were wearing her sash around.
Yeah, because I'm Mr. June, so.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Explain that.
I thought Michael Jordan was Mr. June.
A beauty pageant at Ameristar.
Derek Jeter's Mr. November.
No, she's like, I don't know, one of them promo girls and stuff. She's like Miss June from St. Louis.
That's old money.
Sports, so.
All right.
I don't know. I just need a shot of this Fireball.
Well, go ahead. Big Al brought it, but you're welcome to
Would
it.
You like a shot?
No.
Doug,
thanks.
Why don't you and Timberfake do a shot?
No, I'm driving.
So did you steal her sash that night?
I was pretty intoxicated that night, and, you know, we had some shenanigans go on at Ameristar. So I was like, well, I'm Mr. June, so I'll rock Miss June's sash out, you know.
Now, did you continue on with the night with Miss June later on?
No, she went home. I ended up at Pops Rocks, and it was just one of those nights.
One of those nights, Doug.
Pops Rocks, that's over in Sauget, is that right?
Yeah, very.
All-night bar.
But you banged her at Ameristar, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about at Pops? Anything happened there? Maybe like Manuel?
No, Pops, man. I try to stay away from. That's just the place you go, you know, just have a few drinks and head back home.
That's where you go when you want to have a nightcap.
Isn't that where you go when you're desperate?
Not desperate. That's
every place
when you go
else
when,
is closed.
Like,
I'm not giving up.
Like Alexander O'Neill says, when the party's over, you just go to Pops.
Doug, you ever heard Alexander O'Neill?
No. So what time do you go home after Pops? That's like 6 in the morning?
Yeah, and then I called straight into the show that morning. Yeah,
Is the place still crowded at 5 or 6 in the morning?
Oh, man.
It's not, is it?
Sometimes.
You only need one, Doug. You only need one.
That's right. That's all it takes.
At some point, don't you give it up and come back to fight another night?
You're drinking like, that Fireball like it's a bottle of water.
The play baby never stops. Sexy Fireball.
Is that any good?
It's amazing.
Now, do you have women coming to this tournament?
There is women coming. Just you never can really trust them, you know, when they say that, because it's a golf tournament in Belda City. So I don't know. I got like five or six girls lined
up. Five or six girls are on their way here right now.
Not on the way right now, but over the course of the day, there will be girls here. And my buddy Bonds is coming. So.
Doug Bonds is coming.
Who's Bonds?
Bonds. Well, his nickname's Bonds because he grew up loving Barry Bonds. That's a whole different story, though.
Oh. It's a great story, though. So Anna Marie is here, and caller Jordan's here.
Caller Jordan. What's up, Anna?
Yeah. She's a fan.
Is she?
Yeah.
Me and Anna have always been cool, man.
Caller Adam. Doug doesn't really care for caller Adam.
No. I have no idea who he is.
Work. Big Al. She loves Big Al. There's Big Al. You know Big Al?
Yeah.
Is caller Adam here?
Big Al, but.
Is caller Adam here?
Yep.
He is here? Is he here?
Where is he?
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Loving the hair, though. We almost got the same flow going.
You
got
man.
The Quinn Snyder, you know.
Yeah. People are liking it. I'm getting a lot of comments on it.
I like the lid, man. I'm jealous as the day is long. Oh, if I could only grow a lid out like that.
Just mix it up every once in a while. I'm sure I'll cut it short.
Doug, I'd be like Jack Kennedy if I could have hair like that.
Yeah, I think we all would be.
What's up,
Doug?
Keith,
get no sympathy from me.
I can't cut the hair as long as the Blues are winning.
That's true.
Yeah. It's like an anti-playoff beard.
I got the playoff beard rolling. Sexy George Michael going.
Yeah, Zach Choate of the Two Fox has been rocking the playoff beard, and now we're going almost a month, Doug.
And you think that helps the Blues if you participate in
I
the
agree
beard growing?
Well,
let me tell you something. I posted the Ozzy Osbourne Blues pick, you know, the one from the mugshot on my Facebook.
Yeah.
They won game one. They won game seven of the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Posted it game one. Of the Stars, they lost.
Hmm.
So because of superstition, I didn't post a game seven. And look, Doug,
yeah,
they win.
It's all about that. Yeah.
Wow. Looks like Dotem is going to put a little fireball into his coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And now him and Timberfaker trading pictures. Doug, this is what it's all about.
Bonding.
We're watching all of these listeners who we've known for years meet each other. And immediately it's like watching brothers meet. Isn't it fun?
It's not that fun.
You know, I almost had a few too many drinks and went and found 11 snakes and was going to cut their heads off.
12.
I don't know if that would have been
a
good
dozen,
thing.
Dozen.
Somebody's going to do that,
I might have had PETA called or whoever loves snakes. I
Nobody
like,
loves
I can't
snakes.
Do that.
Looks like Big Al's back. It's number four.
He's been here the whole time. Got that great jersey.
Yep, Vaughn, 69.
I can't believe you don't want to wear that shirt, Doug.
Well, what you wearing in the KMOV today?
No, I don't think so.
That's something that somebody would wear in one of those softball leagues at Forest Park.
Yeah.
There's always somebody that has a jersey and it says tiny on the back and it says six.
But he always compliments his hair anytime he comes on the show.
Hey, sexy hair, man.
Hey, real recognized real.
Real, that's what's up.
Knock it off the deuces.
I've always liked Timberfake.
You know,
again,
we
talked about this the other day. Some people, they don't like caller Adam or Timberfake or whoever it is, Rich in Maryland Heights, and I think they bring the entertainment to the show. Whether you like them or dislike them, they're lightning rods for discussion,
right.
Doug.
They really are,
they
Doug.
They move the needle.
They do move the needle.
And didn't I hear that you had found your next boxing opponent? Have you kind of narrowed that down?
I guess it's going to be Weezer. I mean, I don't
care.
Go
back to Weezer. I thought you had
I'll
met somebody
fight
else.
The dude. I mean, honestly, like...
What about the plow shark? You know, he picked the Blackhawks in the first round.
I might have to fight him for that.
Big Al, that fireball is going to be gone by the end of this segment.
There's plenty to go around.
Okay.
Weezer's kind of a big dude.
He is. El Gato
I mean, he's not tall, but he's pretty well put together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Joe was about 30 more pounds than me, and that you saw how easy that was for me.
Oh, damn!
I wasn't there for that fight, but I will say this. Just being honest, I did not think you would beat Joe.
Nobody
so,
did.
So
you shocked the world, man. You shocked the world.
Literally.
Hey, legitimately, I give you props because I did not think you would win that fight.
Game recognized, game hoes do too.
Well, we didn't know that you were somewhat athletic.
Yeah.
You played some
South
sports.
South City Dirty. Grew up at DB. Basketball, soccer, baseball.
Yeah. You played basketball at DeBerg?
Yeah.
Was it a rebuilding year?
Freshman year, started varsity. Kind of, yeah.
You were a varsity starter?
It's always a rebuilding year at DeBerg, I think.
As a freshman, you were a starter on the varsity?
Yeah, like I grew up playing basketball with Blake Ahern and the Oplands and people like that in AAU, so yeah.
You played AAU basketball?
Yes, sir.
Did you really?
Yeah.
With Blake Ahern?
Against him.
How'd you guys do?
They were really good. They probably beat us by about 15 every time we played them.
Well,
they were stacked. They had Slayton's son on the team. They were stacked.
Troy Slayton could flat out shoot the J. Who's on your team?
A bunch of brothers. I was on a white boy. It was at the boys' club, and you had to try out for it. It was an
boys' club.
Boys' club.
Boys' club of St. Louis.
La, 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 la.
So how many points a game were you pouring in at DeBerg?
At DeBerg, freshman year, probably about 10.
It's pretty solid, Doug.
Yeah. For a frosh? On a varsity team?
Yeah. Well, no, B team and varsity. Varsity had probably about four games because I didn't start. You know, I didn't get that much PT. But
as a senior, you must have been the man.
Yeah. My cousin, Steve Halsey, was a lot better than me. He scored about 24 a game.
Now, were you a shooting guard, combo guard?
PG.
Yeah?
I kept it sexy like Westbrook.
Oh, that's not that sexy.
So were you more of a kind of shoot first point guard or distributor? Because Westbrook's kind of an attacker.
I like to shoot, man. Yeah. I like to shoot with my sexy jumper.
You do have a sexy jumper.
Even the jumper itself was sexy.
Sexy jumper, even back then.
There are a lot of attractive women here today. You finna fire on them? Where you at?
I don't know, man. They could be married or something. I don't even know what's going on. I don't know.
A lot of those girls from Truman's are out there with their rummy gummies.
Yeah. It's all good then, man.
If I were you, I'd go out to hole number five.
That's where it's at,
man. I don't know. I got to wait till my boy Maddie. I think Maddie B gets here.
Doug, Maddie B will be here.
What was his name? Mr. Buttlesworth? What's his name?
Mr. Merriweather.
A number of people thought that might have been racially offensive that you had a black gentleman following you around with an umbrella. How do you defend yourself against those accusations?
I don't know, man. Like, that's my boy since I was 13. But
I have a lot of friends, too, and I've never had them be my valet with an umbrella.
Like, you know, I was feeling like Puff Daddy that day, you know, so I had to have my own chauffeur.
You know, D-Bear, who is the graphic design wizard and a total gentleman, one of my favorites, he comes up and he goes, "Man, that's racist."
Only if you make it.
Charlie, that's true. Only if you make it.
Yeah, I see both sides of it. Yeah. To be honest,
I mean,
with
it could have been a white guy, black guy, white guy.
You don't see color. You don't.
I don't.
Not when you go to DeBerg.
I don't see color with women or anybody.
314-880-0808 is how you can get involved in the program by texting in. It is the free Dotem Open. Take a look at this trophy right before you. Somebody is going to hoist that today, Timberfake.
That is a sexy trophy, and I love the name of it. Somebody needs the free Dotem.
Are you a golfer yourself, sir?
Oh, man. I like going to what's it, Tower T and driving the balls, but no. Yeah, it's not my
courses don't get any nicer than
golf
that.
Golf is sexy, though, you know. I need to learn. It is sexy.
Yeah. I would imagine Old Warrison would extend a membership offer, but it's here at Normandy that the game was founded in 1901.
That's right.
I had no idea.
By the Scots. They came over here. They were tired of Scotland. They were tired of chasing after sheep and hearing bagpipes, and they said, "Let's go somewhere else where we get some peace and quiet." And they stumbled on this plot of land, and this is where golf was born.
And 115 years later, they're hosting their most prestigious event.
That's right.
The inaugural Free Dotem Open. Timberfake, we appreciate you stopping by. We look forward to all of the lovely women that you're going to be bringing. And seeing you and Big Al and Deke Dotem and Larry Nickel is going to be here.
Mike Lee
is going to be here.
Man, it's
Janie
be,
the Lesbian
it's
going to
be a sex show today.
Caller Jordan is right there. I mean, it's all going on. It's all happening, and we're all here together. Isn't it a wonderful family?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
This is the Bulls brother, right?
You got
here.
The Ray-Bans on.
Yeah, you like? Is that sexy?
I got the sexy Ray-Bans.
Charlie's got the sexy Ray-Bans.
No, these are fake Ray-Bans.
Oh.
No. They're like $10 at Walgreens.
You got to get the real deal. You got to get the real deal. Holy,
no, but see, I get sunglasses. I've had a nice pair of sunglasses. You break them within a couple months, Doug. You waste $200 or $300.
I cannot hang on to sunglasses more than 3 or 4 days.
I had a nice pair of sunglasses once. I run out in the beautiful ocean. A big wave comes. Boom, gone.
Yeah. Guys, you called Weezer a big guy. Is that a joke? The guy gets dwarfed at pickup basketball games at St. James the Greater every Tuesday night.
I'm not saying he's big.
Maybe I have to get in that league. I want to go.
He's got a body that looks hot in a bikini.
I don't know about all that.
Guys, I just checked the DeBerg basketball rosters going back to 99-2000 on STL today. No mention of Timberfake. Thanks. That's from Butch McGuire. Timberfake, are you making up that you played?
I'll bring my yearbook in.
Doug, could you ask him to get his yearbook?
But he didn't play under the name of Timberfake back then.
Yes, I did. No, they called me Hollywood freshman year, and I'm like, that name's got to go.
Hollywood Olsen.
Hollywood. I didn't like it.
Guys, who did Timberfake get to cover his shift at Burger King this morning? Or is the drive-thru backing up? That's from the Barnard Brawl.
Let the haters hate, man.
Haters gonna hate, man.
I'm drinking sexy Fireball. What are you doing?
You are going through that Fireball like it's water.
No, man. Everybody got some sexy.
Dotem got some. Big Al got some.
Yeah. Fireball gives you a nice pick-me-up. It really does.
Yeah. Like a key bump. It's like a key bump.
Yeah, it's not a depressant. It's if you kind of want to get a good start in the morning, Doug, or right before you're going out.
I would suggest whiskey every morning
before
you go anywhere.
Have you had Fireball, though?
No, thank
if you,
you
want to catch up, if your other people are out drinking, you want to catch up, oh. and you kind of want a little pick-me-up, Fireball
yeah.
gets the juices going. It gives you that nice kind of warm burn.
All right.
Did you guys see I wore the sexy Green Master jacket?
Noticed that, yeah.
That's who had that one? That was one of Olathabo's, I believe.
Might have been Jose Maria Olathabo's. But I like that sexy Ricky, what's his name?
Ricky Fowler.
Oh, that, no, he keeps
I figured
sexy.
That you would like
I
him,
dig Ricky
the way
Fowler.
He dresses.
Yeah.
Iggy just fired a shot. He said, is Prod Joe parking cars today, or are we fending for ourselves?
Wow.
Exactly. Ever since that fantasy
up,
baseball league fallout, Iggy has turned on producer Joe. And if you recall, when Iggy called your fight, along with Larry Nickel in their Don Meredith jackets from Monday Night Football, Iggy saw the fight one way, and it was the opposite way the judges saw the fight. But now Iggy has turned on producer Joe, mm-hmm. and he, I guess... The enemy of my enemy is my friend, and so now you and Iggy are allies.
Iggy's the homie, man.
Iggy's Let me ask you this, because I did not go to that fight. I was at the first one, and there was an issue with the railroad, correct?
That's correct.
I had to literally climb through a railroad car to get to this fight.
If I'm not mistaken, I was either listening on the radio, or was it streamed live somewhere?
Yeah, we had all kinds of things
I was
going
trying
on.
To watch it.
A lot of platforms that night.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But my question is... Was it a controversial decision, or did most people there think it was pretty obvious?
Joe knows he lost.
I've watched it. I've had a lot. Like, if you watch it, it's 4 rounds to 1.
Okay.
I mean,
I think if the fight goes another round, I think he knocks you out.
It was pretty close.
I mean, I was
not on the queer street, but I think he knocks you down.
I don't know. I mean, I was all right, though. I mean, I was just worn out by that point, and, like, his punches weren't fading me, but he did hit me with some really good shots in the 5th round. I'm not going to lie. Like, it was starting to get to me, so who knows, but...
I like that, respecting his opponent.
Yeah, no, that's class.
No, I went up
that's
to him and gave him a hug after the fight, even after all the BS. Like, I'm like, dude, it's cool. You know, whatever.
Well, game recognized game, hoes do too.
Sexy keeps it real.
Doug?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Timber Fake, so wonderful to see you.
Yes,
Dotem,
God
Big
bless
Al,
you.
Everybody is here. But
shout out to Justin Rohr, shout out to Dustin McKinnis, shout out to Maddie B, shout out to anybody that just keeps it sexy.
Drop that. Drop out of that. No last names.
There he is. There's the. There's.
They wanted me to.
There's a Timberfake 2.0, I believe. Thank you, Jennings. He is El Capitan of Normandy, and he is going to get a seat here because you know what time it is, Charlie.
Oh my goodness,
Doug. You know what time it is.
Time for me to leave.
Oh my. Hashtag FFF. What a wonderful moment it is on a beautiful Friday morning here at Normandy for the first annual Free Dotem Classic. It's unbelievable. Jennings, good morning.
How are you?
Well, how about what we have going on here today, courtesy of Kenrick's Meats and Bud Light and all of these wonderful sponsors and listeners who are making it possible with portions of our proceeds and all the proceeds of the silent auction going to Three Little Birds for Life.
It is really cool. The morning has gone off without a hitch, even with Big Al's presence,
right.
Timber Fake here. Everything's going okay, and we're having fun. A great start to the morning. We've got Renoco Coffee here, Grand
Sarah B.
Cigar. We've got haircuts on hole number 10 from 1818 Saloon.
Might get my lid shaved, man. Might not get a lid
shaved. From what I can see from right here, it looks like the course is really in good shape.
It does look good, Jennings.
The course is in very good shape.
How's the track?
The track is good, Charlie. Nice.
How about the layout?
The layout has always been good, Doug, since 1901. Mm-hmm. It's senior grew up here, I think.
How's the frog's hair here?
A frog's hair right now is good. We're rolling at about 11 on the step meter. I think you'd like it. We've got the Big Normandy Amateur next weekend, a competitive event, and we're trying to get the golf course. This when we looked at the schedule, we wanted this week to kick it off today with the Free Dotem Open.
You're a little concerned about the scheduling, that you have a real tournament coming up next week, and you put this one like a week in front of it?
What does that question mean?
I don't understand what they're going to do with the golf carts. And
I think that the positive thing, at least right now, and I haven't talked to our super, Kyle Betlock, but... because we're on the path, I'm hopeful that might help.
You think
they'll
stay there, do you?
Well, I don't know that they'll all stay there, but I think the fact that we are on the path and telling people to be on the path is at least a start.
That was my question, as you said, next week you have a competitive event.
Yes.
So what is this? What do you call this?
I'm not sure what to call this. A session.
An event. Nice. It's an event nonetheless.
It is an event, and it was great to see so many of the listeners here earlier, a lot of the sponsors, and then this afternoon... We're going to have 35 groups.
35 groups this afternoon, Charlie.
And the party tonight at Over Under down on Wash Ave. The traveling trophy is right there.
What a
Somebody
beautiful
is
trophy.
Going to get to take that home with them tonight, the Doug Vaughn traveling trophy.
Wow, wow,
courtesy
wow.
of Skip Berkmeyer at All-Star Trophy.
Yep.
How about that, Doug?
Now this after party,
yes.
How late are we talking? Because I get off work about 11:30.
Oh, man.
Is it still popping?
I would think that's just about the time it'll get going.
Yep, absolutely.
Seriously, though?
We'll be going there for the party. And then a lot of people, especially from the morning session, that will play this morning and maybe if they have jobs,
right. Yeah.
Go back to work and then get ready for tonight.
Yep.
And then I'm not exactly sure. A lot will be based on the condition of the players after the end of the afternoon round, whether or not they decide to go or whether or not they can actually get there.
Yeah. What's over under close to? Give me a landmark.
It's right next to the MAC, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just maybe a block, two blocks to the west of the MAC. Right across from, it used to be the Renaissance.
The Renaissance.
But I don't know what the name of it is now.
I don't either. I don't get downtown much.
But that's where we are. It's at 911 Washington Avenue. 911 Washington Avenue.
I'm surprised a little bit at the beauties that are here today.
That's what I was saying, Jennings.
I knew we'd have a couple, but a bevy of beauties have arrived.
Doug doesn't understand it. Young females listen to this show. A lot of young women listen to...
She stood right here and told you she's never listened to AM radio
in her
life.
She said she had one time for the Blues game.
Right.
But it was on Y98.
This is Spotify.
So it would have been on AM radio.
It would have been.
If it wasn't for the birds.
Exactly. And so that counts.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Jennings, not only do we have a beautiful day for a wonderful inaugural golf tournament, and 260 or so
260
golfers?
260 golfers here at the Rock today, supporting Three Little Birds.
But we also have perfect conditions for a Foot Fetish Friday.
It's a Chamber of Commerce day, and we have a Chamber of Commerce lady in the house.
Wow. Jordan, if you would, make your way to the Gateway Buick GMC Roving Studios.
How you doing, Jordan?
Caller Jordan and Jennings are meeting.
Gracious.
The listeners start to get a little closer to the studio. Doug, you notice that guys start all of a sudden arriving?
I did see that.
Yeah. People have stopped golfing.
Yeah.
They stopped playing.
Carts are flying over here.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works. Jennings, this is Jordan. Jordan is a caller to the program. She is Roll Damn Tide.
Nice.
Yes.
How did you get, first of all, involved, start listening to the program? Was it your friend you've got with you? Is that your Fifi or your boyfriend?
Fifi.
What's a Fifi?
Your fiance.
Oh.
No, that's my other half.
That's your other half?
Yes.
That's a great way of saying it. I like that. So did he start listening or did you start listening?
Yeah, no, you know, I would stay home a couple times and then wake up to hearing a bunch of men coming from a room, which I thought was kind of odd.
Mm-hmm. I think it sounds hot.
And then I would open the door, and he'd be listening to the show, and the stuff that you guys would talk about was just
a little off.
Doug, what do you mean
by
that?
But I got sucked into it, so here I am.
So you like to listen to the show?
Sorry. I do.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Is that a rude question?
Not for her. She looks like she's...
I'm 28.
28? Dude, I'd have lost that bet. I'd have gone like 24.
No, 28.
28. That's my favorite age.
Is it?
I thought you liked like 50-year-olds.
Well, yeah, we had a girl. We had these porn stars who were 70. You said that was your favorite age.
Kitten, Natavidad.
That's right, in Seca.
Do you mind if I ask what you do for a living?
I run a purchasing department for a metal processing company.
Very nice.
So, mm-hmm.
What do you like to do in your free time, other than hang out with Tim and Anna Marie?
That's right. We're fast friends.
Yes. I know. I've seen it on
Facebook.
New friends that are old friends.
That's right.
So, we like to go boating. I do like to play golf.
Good.
Play tennis.
Well, we'll have to get you a pass to come out here and play. We'll get you a gift certificate.
There we go.
Wow. Doug Jennings is smooth dog this morning.
He really is. Just like Dean Martin.
Just like Dean Martin about dead. We always ask the gals that participate in Foot Fetish Friday, how do you feel personally about your feet?
Now, great question. Isn't that a great question?
No, we don't always ask them. You ask them.
Okay. Jordan, how do you feel about your feet?
Coming from you?
No. How do you personally feel about your feet?
I feel like I have good feet. You know, I take care of them. I get pedicures.
No, you do have.
And I have hashtag free dotum on my toes.
Has anybody
you.
Look
taken
at that.
A picture
Where,
of that?
Jennings, are you going to get your phone out?
Yep.
This is probably going to be used later on. I just need to let you know that, caller Jordan.
And this picture is just because it's a unique paint job on the toenail. There's no other reason.
Here comes Big Al, and for whatever reason, he's wearing golf gloves on both hands.
He's not even playing.
Isn't that what Spieth does?
Yeah.
He's not playing, though.
All right, that's going up. Did you do that yourself?
No. I'm not that talented.
Did he do it?
No.
Okay.
You Somebody would like to do
probably
it.
Probably like a Vietnamese 23-year-old.
My girl TT.
TT.
Yeah.
TT boy, 1991.
That word TT boy. So you do have fantastic feet. I must say, you were dead on about that.
Here we go, Charlie.
What?
Charlie's like, I'm going to have to excuse myself.
Well, this is great for me because usually I'm not in for the FFF
because
Jay's in. I've only seen a few over the years, and they're usually historic.
All right. I do like to give a couple of historical questions.
I put a picture up of caller Jordan so our listeners can see her on Twitter. So, yeah. Jordan, you're up on Twitter. And I see Timberfake is now over your shoulder for some reason.
Right. Timmy, I'm going to send this to you so you can post it because you've got all those followers and everything.
Absolutely.
You're the king. Jordan, I ask a couple of other questions. And this may, you depending on how you want to do with your other, did you say other half?
Other half.
Okay.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were passionately kissed? And when I say passionately kissed, I mean your knees buckled and stuff.
What a great question.
By a male or a female?
Oh, my word.
Doug, do something.
Just the answer you were looking for, wasn't it?
It's like she went to class for this interview.
You guys were going there, so I thought I'd beat you to the punch.
God, yeah. Don't tell us that. We need to be able to believe that this is true.
So
Jay's sending me pictures of Jordan's feet.
I will.
I went to Missouri Journalism.
Almost got a degree.
Almost did. 8 hours.
You brought the game.
Oh, that was in college. We discussed this.
Okay, before.
Long time ago.
And what does that mean, though, Doug? You wanted to know what that meant.
Doug, you were curious.
Well, you know, you're in college. You're experimenting with your sexuality. And
are you born and raised in the Lou?
No, she's Roll Damn Tide, man.
Oh, you are from Alabama itself.
Yes. Like a small town in Alabama.
Yep, it's called Lake Gunnersville.
And how did you wind up here?
I took my job here.
Nice.
We have a rare case of an attractive, educated female moving to St. Louis as opposed to the usual pattern of just moving to Chicago after graduating college.
That's a rarity,
this is a phenomenon.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you've worked in L.A. and Miami and Cincinnati?
Cincinnati. Yeah, I was with a company in Cincinnati, and they had me in a variety of cities. So time to plant some roots.
Very nice.
So here I am in St. Louis.
Do you know, by chance, what date Pearl Harbor was?
Very important question, Doug. Mm.
Not that I was studying or anything.
Yes. Do you know? It's a big thing.
It was December 7th, 1941.
There we go.
Wow. Jay, now we've never had this.
We've never had a correct answer.
We've never had anybody answer this correctly.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So when was September 11th?
We would get that answered wrong a lot, too, by a lot of the guys.
Yeah, all those dead grandmas. They got off their game.
Do you mind if I just...
Here we go.
Rub your
Eric in the CWE, how do you respond?
He likes it. He's fist pumping.
I mean, if I just rub...
Are you getting a prize for this, by the way? Is there, like, tickets
I'm giving them golf for four here at Norman. And if it's really good, maybe they'll get an eightsome.
Okay.
I'm not going to do anything.
We are on Periscope for those who want to watch.
I'm not going to do anything taut.
It's the at TMASTL account. Sea Monster is up.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Now, what's so great, Jay?
Her feet are soft. She's got no issues. They're totally...
Now, what do you mean by no issues? What could be issues?
Some of the gals get a little rough around the edges. And
hammer toes.
I told you about the gal I saw the other day.
Yeah,
that was just
that's
terrible.
A shame. I feel bad for her.
The fourth toe was bigger than the big toe.
Her foot is not too big.
No. What's the ideal size for you, Jennings?
Jordan.
Wow.
I mean, everything is proportionate.
Now, Jordan, Jay is caressing your feet right now. How do you feel?
Don't slide.
I'm hanging in there.
Don't slide.
Hanging in there.
Good God, that's when you know it's hot.
She's very polite.
Look at that foot. Somebody get a picture of this. I mean, this is
Sea Monsters on Periscope. I see 203 people sitting here watching this. God, what
you have good feet, right?
Yes.
Okay, you have been complimented before.
Oh. And here's the weird thing, as we've all found out with the foot thing is, you put one of these videos on the YouTube.
Yeah.
Next thing, there's people from Norway that have like started a federation.
You're gonna be big in Thailand.
And there'll be like 20 million views. Well, how many views on the one? Wasn't there like just?
I see.
Ton?
This is one.
I don't even know the fashion show at Four Seasons where producer Joe's like
that went nuts.
That's like 100 million views for real. And I still don't know what happened.
I think it's Prod Joe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Again, this is some of the best I've worked with.
And why is that?
Because the proportion of the foot, the softness of the foot, you've got really soft feet.
Have you worked with hard feet?
I have before. I've kind of tried to go along for the listener, as you know.
Like a construction worker's feet.
But what I'm going to ask you one more question because you are so fine. Can I just kiss the top? No tongue.
Oh, Doug, do something.
Just
the Cardinals won last night.
Oh,
they hit two out of the park.
No tongue.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Okay. She just said there was a pinky swear. Sea Monster's got it covered on the Periscope. 235 people are watching.
Oh.
Oh, it just went out. Jay, you just got to kiss Jordan's feet. Your thoughts?
I'm the luckiest guy in town today.
Wow, isn't that amazing,
Doug?
We're making dreams come true.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I mean, not only is
on the
she
face of this earth.
On 11, but her feet are as good as it gets.
Best you've seen.
Can I say, though, in the past, you've had condiments.
Yeah.
Well, you've had snacks.
Right.
Today, it's pretty basic.
When you get this type of foot,
okay,
you don't need any junk with it.
No, right. No stopping.
I mean, this is just, the more I look at them, I would like to, I wish I could just cut it off and put it on my mantle.
Are you going
to
be okay?
No, I'm going to be all right.
That's not weird.
That's not weird.
I feel like we need to get like a little mold made for
yeah.
him.
No.
Like a little
wow.
Yeah. Could, like, have
I'd
it.
Pay for
you
that.
With it,
yeah, I think you would
know?
Pay for that.
Yeah,
Doug, mean, 263 people are watching this right now.
She
there has
is,
to be something
she
else.
She is. I knew we were dealing with talent here. I didn't know the level of talent that we were doing.
And is that because her physical appearance, or is it because her feet? What's going on right now? I need to know.
She is a knockout.
Okay.
And her feet live up to everything else.
Wow.
And that's not always the case.
Wow.
As we saw with Seika.
Seika had bad feet?
Well, the rest of Seika had kind of gone bad.
I believe she's 70.
It wasn't like I remember from Swedish Erotica. Back in the day.
Doug, did it remind you of Swedish Erotica?
I didn't see the picture.
By the way, one other question, since you're so phenomenal.
Oh,
phenomenal.
And I don't mean starring in, but just out of curiosity, porn or no porn?
It's a great question.
Watching, sure.
Okay.
Participating?
No, it wasn't. Not a participating question. It was, would you ever dial up X Hamster on the computer?
Sure, why not?
Nice.
Spices it up.
It's that a girl. Boy, I like her.
Got to keep it hot in the bedroom, right?
Boy, I mean, bell's going to break.
Big Al brought us a teal bell today for some reason.
Big day for Big Al. Maybe
he's having a huge day.
Maybe he could give something to the charity.
He's having a huge day. Exactly.
Well, Jordan, you are as good as it gets, girl.
Thank you.
And appreciate I'm so
it.
Glad you came out.
Caller Jordan, thank you for doing this. It's a wonderful thing. You have your toenails painted. You have the free dotum initials on your toe. Doug, does that make you want a free dotum?
But
here you have a lovely woman.
Do it.
These are unrelated things.
Do it.
I don't understand.
Just think about it.
No, I'm sorry. I cannot.
Look at Big Al. I found a girl.
And it's Janie the lesbian, and she's wearing a scissoring shirt. It's Janie the lesbian, and she's wearing a scissoring shirt. So many things are happening. Back on Periscope, Sea Monster, now. It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
By the way, if the St. Louis Police Department wanted to round up the local criminals, they could just go to that Periscope session.
Yeah.
Find the 260 people watching that video, and I guarantee
get their IP address.
They have a nice haul.
Absolutely. Janie the lesbian, it's so wonderful. Listen, you're already moving in on Anna Marie, so I'll just let that go ahead. That's fine.
Jordan will be over there soon.
Yeah,
fine
she's
with
hot.
Me. Janie the lesbian's good looking.
Oh, no.
Yeah, how about that?
And she's a great gal, just like
she's the best. She's super cool, man. She is. Jordan, you've experienced this now. Obviously, very, very hot. On a 1 to 10, though, how hot was it?
Ooh. It was 12.
Yeah. Oh, dog! May I say, though, just from the few I've seen and then watched, Jay Jr., I feel like sometimes there's, like, you definitely respect.
Without question.
Caller.
Jordan, right here.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have the condiments, you have the snacks there, and sometimes the girls, they come from the local bars and all that. And sometimes that level of respect is not there.
Not quite as much.
And then it kind of makes for a better segment sometimes.
Well, it may, but I knew going into this that this was a respectable, beautiful young lady. And she doesn't deserve any of the goofiness or anything. She's top notch.
Yeah, you are treating her with.
She's
with
like an Academy Award type.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Jordan, I mean, what an honor.
How many times have you been in love?
Wow, that's a great, wonderful
question.
That's
a great question.
I don't know. Twice?
Twice?
Yeah.
Are you there now?
Absolutely.
She's madly in love with Eric and CWE.
Let me
tell
you.
She's madly in love with Eric.
He's one of the luckiest cats. I'd have him play the lottery every day.
Can we talk about on the air a past gentleman lover of yours?
Uh-oh.
Or can we not?
Well, that wouldn't be uncomfortable at all.
Is this all right? Is this cleared?
Sure, why not?
At this point, what does it matter?
I thought this...
Kiss my foot.
They're kissing my girl's feet.
I didn't know, because you guys are going to go, you got to be kidding me.
Okay.
For real.
All right.
So tell us.
Cincinnati days.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3.5 years.
Okay.
Joey Votto.
No.
Jay
nope.
Bruce.
Nope.
Brandon Phillips.
Nope.
Oh, wait. I think I know where you're going with this.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you are. I mean,
somebody on the Reds?
Jack Sniffer?
Hold on. Andy Dalton.
Well, I'm not going to say names. Rocket? I'm not going to say names.
Oh, you're not going to say names. All right, then
I'll
I'm glad
I'll
I didn't.
Let people,
TJ, who's been
I'll let people
Concepcion.
Put it all together.
Big Al guest Dave Concepcion.
Well, that's but, a little older.
Joe Morgan.
Make a donation.
So I did get set up with a gentleman that does play for the Reds.
White guy.
And we went.
Brandon Phillips.
We went on a couple dates, actually right. like four dates.
Uh-huh.
He did have to have a translator with him.
Could have been Concepcion.
It could have been Eugene from the final boss with the Cardinals.
Raisel Iglesias.
So the plot twist is
did the translator come with you?
Yes.
So that's an MMF, Doug, which is the more popular.
I thought it was a friend. Later on, I found out it was the translator. MFT. He could speak a little broken English.
A little broken.
Now, hold on a second. Right. What years are we talking? Give us a window.
2000, let's see, what is it, 16? So, 14.
2014.
Did he have dreadlocks?
No.
So it wasn't
Chris Sabo. Somebody guessed Chris Sabo.
Did he have
he ended up getting my, plot twist here, ended up getting my friend pregnant behind my back.
Ah.
Wow.
And see, there's now, a whole thing here. That's why I brought it up.
So you had gone out on a couple of dates with him in the translator.
Over the course of a month, we had gone on like four dates.
And then how quickly after that do you find out that the friends got one on the other?
Well, he just wasn't. I'm just not an athlete type, so it just wasn't working out.
Devin Masuraco.
And then I moved to St. Louis, and he ended up getting one of my really close friends.
Back in Cincy or here?
Back in Cincy. Okay.
And was this going on behind your back, caller Jordan?
Maybe.
I don't know. My word.
Can you tell us? At that point, you just don't
care.
Can you
tell us?
Move on.
Can we have just initials?
How about pitcher or position player?
I enjoy a guessing game.
Doug loves a guessing game.
I'm guessing he's a pitcher.
Just initials is all that
pitcher.
We wouldn't be able to find it.
Aroldis
he
Chapman?
Was a pitcher.
Was it Aroldis Chapman?
It was Aroldis.
Wow. The Cuban Missile Crisis?
Wow. Wow.
He was a tall drink of water, wasn't he?
Not my type.
Wow.
But you went out with him four times. And the translator.
And the translator.
Was at least the food good?
No, he's a nice guy. He's a lot of fun to hang out with, but
not your
athlete kind of person.
Good for you.
So. Yeah.
How about this? I was at the All-Star game a couple years ago in Cincy, and I saw Aroldis Chapman rolling out. I believe it was a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
And his license plate said 106 MPH.
Oh, man. Wow. That's like Hale Irwin's license plate.
No.
You got open one. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you were a fascinating feline.
But now he's got the domestic thing with the gun and all that.
Yeah.
Did you see any signs of that?
I actually know his fiance, Christina, and I think the media kind of took that and ran with it. From
That's
what?
Never
so
happened.
You know her?
I do know her, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This isn't your friend, though.
No.
No, this is not
I know
friend.
His fiance,
but
Christina.
The friend's got a kid.
Yes.
She does. Yes.
And are you guys on good terms or that end thing? That ended things?
No.
Kind of understandable.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. You know. Good luck.
She's probably getting a lot of child support from somebody making about $15 million a year.
Probably. Good for her.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
There's some girls that probably do that for the child support.
Just going to touch a little bit more.
Now, did you just go back and touch her feet again?
Yeah, he did. He had to get another little feel.
Well, now they should get an eightsome. If you keep going back.
All right. I'll take it. Six. Maybe six. We'll
give her
six.
Aroldis Chapman.
Proud.
How about that?
Is that on your fantasy team?
Well, you know, you sat out the first, month, Doug?
Yeah, I know.
So you didn't want to draft him early.
No.
But, yeah, now he's got to be the best closer out there.
It's true. He's at some other closers.
Rarely do you get fantasy baseball analysis along with Foot Fetish Friday, but we have it going on right now in the program.
That's the success of the show.
Right, that's the brilliance of it.
Did you know yesterday was the anniversary of, I don't know the guy's name, fouled off 14 pitches in a row? Yeah, like 10 years ago or something.
I didn't know that, but he didn't do it on purpose. He was trying to hit the ball.
You don't think if he fouled 14 consecutive balls, not one of them he did on purpose?
No. Why wouldn't he just get the base hit? Why fool around with the foul ball? Why don't you just put it in play?
You spoil that pitch. You spoil that slider on the outside.
Live to see another day.
And two-strike approach.
Trying to keep from striking out.
He fouls off 10 straight, a total of 14 pitches during the at-bat, and the 15th pitch, gone.
Oh, well, if he was doing it on purpose, why not just do it indefinitely then? Why would you ever strike out if you can foul a ball off on purpose?
I'm sorry to upset
you. Just keep swinging and just keep fouling pitches off if you could do it on purpose.
I'll let you two argue about this off the air, but I want to let you know that 803 people have watched now the Periscope session, Caller Jordan, and that is a new record for Foot Fetish Friday, Jennings, and it only took place like 5 minutes ago.
I got to ask Jordan one more.
Oh, you're not done.
Here we go.
Are they real?
Oh, yes.
Her feet?
No.
Yes, they're real.
You, kind of got them holstered, and I could.
And you're mad about that?
No, holstered. She probably needs to holster them with the fella here and the whole thing, and the crowd we got here. It's probably best they're holstered.
Right.
But you are neat. Good grief. I'm gonna. I'm gonna go do some. Have a cigarette.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. The man in charge of Normandy, Jennings Randall. Listen to this crowd. Have you ever heard a crowd like this, Charlie?
It's unbelievable. It was like game six.
Caller Jordan, thank you so much. You were wonderful on the program. Caller Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan.
A beautiful woman.
She put up with a lot right
there. And she made Jay the happiest guy at Normandy today.
That she did.
Yeah. And the Sea Monster was on the Periscope. The listeners were asking for it. I mean, already, Big Al, Timberfake. Caller Jordan for a Foot Fetish Friday with Jennings on a beautiful, beautiful Friday morning with the Blues and the Final Four, the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Who cares?
The Cardinals fresh off a sweep. And a lovely day for Kenrick Meach and Bud Light presenting the free Dotem Open.
The poor girl was asked some embarrassing questions, and she put up with it. She was a good sport.
She was. She played ball.
God bless her.
But also, Jay Jr. kind of took it easy on her.
Because he held her in high esteem.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was a good observation. It's a great observation. Let's see what the text inbox saying. I had it closed during that.
Aroldis Chapman, Doug.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
The Cuban Missile.
Yeah, it's impressive to have dated a world-famous athlete, I guess.
You ever dated anybody famous?
No. You?
Not really.
Well, you had the girl from your high school that went on.
That was before she was famous, though.
Still counts,
that
though,
was
baby.
In high school.
Still counts.
What was her name again?
She's beautiful, too.
Well,
man.
She's still alive, so her name is her name's Adrienne Palicki.
She's fine, man. She's fine.
She went by Annie back in the day.
She was on Friday Night Lights. She was the blonde. The brunette was Derek Jeter's girlfriend for a while.
Minka Kelly.
Beautiful as well. Mm. Let me ask you this. Do you think they ever...
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Isn't it possible that they were just working at the same place? Isn't that just at least possible?
I don't think so.
They're shooting down in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, imagine that. I guess that clinches it. I guess they were lovers.
A lot of people thought, Doug, that Minka Kelly was going to be the gal that finally got Derek Jeter to say I do. But it didn't happen.
It wasn't. It was that other model. What's her name?
I can't remember her name. Tim. She's on the commercials.
Beautiful.
For,
God, yeah, she's beautiful. What the hell's her name? We're going to have a million people text it in. She was one of the most beautiful men I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Look at this. It's Ryan Kelly and my wife right here on the program. Anna Marie is, I don't believe she's appeared on the program.
No.
Ryan Kelly, God
never?
Bless.
Kelly. You never
good,
have?
How do you do? What do you say? Thank you. Oh, of course. I mean, God, it's great to have you. Sit on down. Pony on up. Here's Anna Marie. Here's Ryan Kelly. Anna Marie's going to participate.
By the way, I have to say, that's false, because I remember when you first started.
That's right. That's
Anna
true.
Marie, when you first started, you were on the show for a day or two.
That's right.
Because it's right when I started.
And then I married her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I married her. That's what I did.
It was the fall.
If you come on the show, I marry you.
It was the fall.
I'll be marrying Doug in 2019.
I still can't figure this one out.
What are you talking about? Look how hot I am.
Yeah. What do people always say to me? I'll kick my coverage or something. You clearly.
Yeah, I know. It's almost so bad. It's awkward. It really is. It's kind of a Lyle Lovett type of deal, though.
She's in it for the money.
Yeah. Well, I'm in AM radio, so it's just coming from me from all directions. Thank you. Are you playing?
Absolutely.
You're on the afternoon shooting match.
I am with Melissa Marr and a couple of loan officers. We'll be back down here at about 12:30. We're going to get things set off, I guess, at 1.
That's right. 1 o'clock shotgun.
Make a nice donation to the Three Little Birds charity.
God bless
this
you, sir.
Oh, absolutely.
You're
it's
a gentleman. How great of a day do we have here, Ryan? Isn't this unbelievable?
This is you couldn't ask for anything more. Like you mentioned just a minute ago, Blues,
yep.
Cardinal Suite,
yep.
Beautiful day.
Foot Fetish Friday.
I enjoyed watching Mr. Randolph get on over those toes. That was great.
Cut that off. Look, that's our title sponsor.
That was incredible.
If he supports it, you have to support it.
I have to sit here anyway.
Next time that happens is a good time just to get caught up on your social media activity.
Maybe. It makes Jay happy, so we do it.
Now, Ryan, I'm selling my condo in Clayton to my little sister, and Ryan, I believe you are proceeding with handling.
I just got an email from her. She wants to come out of the office with Senior.
There it is.
Oh,
my dad's probably just buying it. My dad's just probably just passing money around. How much is it here?
Don't tell Timmy. Yeah. We don't need a mortgage.
Yeah. Keep $20,000 for yourself. What's it matter?
And Ryan, make sure you charge a lot of fees.
But that says what we Doug's done. Our own business with him. He is online at thehomeloanexpert.com, and he has been our title sponsor for years now. And without Ryan Kelly, none of this exists because the show wouldn't exist without a title sponsor. Therefore, support the sponsors. Charlie, I don't feel like you support the sponsors at all.
I do all the time.
True. Yep, thank you, Ryan.
No.
Prove it.
Yep, prove it. Exactly. Buy a house through Ryan now.
All the time I do.
Prove it.
Let's do the refi.
Let's get pre-approved or refi right now, whatever you need.
I'll refi.
All right, there you go.
We're locking loans low right
now. So like 15 years or in the twos?
Absolutely.
Wow.
You know, we're not big into, like, some of those other lenders like to throw their rate up on TV and quote the rate. And then once they do that, they always have to throw that APR behind it. They're like, rates are at 2.75, APR 14.2 or something crazy like that. But, you know, we kind of started with that. If your rate's not in the threes, give us a call. It keeps me away from all the guidelines with the, you know, with if you have to disclose this and that. But I'll tell you, we're locking 15 years in the 2.7, 2.8 right now. And some of those big lenders that do throw that price up there, they people call them, and then they call us and go, you know, they on the commercial, they say this rate, and I call them, and then these, like, tax sales zombies come after me and tell me why it's not really going to work for me, and I got to take this other rate. Can you give me that rate they said? And we look at them like, yeah, all day long. So we're locking loans in the low threes on the 30s right now and in the upper twos.
Man, that's a good deal.
How about for a jumbo?
Well, if we get it. You have money. I get it. You have a job. Jumbo loans. Jumbos are sexy, too. That's a shout out.
Nice.
That's a shout out for that, dude.
Timber fake. Jumbo loans are sexy.
Yeah. Jumbo loans are
jumbo
sexy.
Jumbo loans are sexy.
Oh, big sexy loan.
There it is. Big sexy loan. You might use him for a spot instead of the cat.
What do you have to borrow for it to be a jumbo?
Over $417,000 in the great state of Missouri.
Oh, it's a state by state?
Absolutely, yeah. Some markets take jumbos up temporarily to $700,000. L.A. is one of those counties where, I mean, $417,000 buys you a one-bedroom, half-bath house. And you have to, if you got to take a shower, you go to your neighbors. But yeah, but Missouri and in most areas, it's $417,000 for a jumbo.
And the rates are higher for those, right?
You know, they are and they aren't, really. Jumbo's a hot market. Investors want to buy those loans, so that keeps the rates down. A lot of jumbos go into a five-year ARM or a seven-year ARM. So when you start putting the ARM effect into there, I mean, we did a...
Heads up then, Doug. Heads up.
Yeah, we did a seven-year ARM jumbo loan. I think we're right at 3%. No points, nothing like that. So, I mean, it's crazy, right? It's time to go shopping. We'll get you out there in Ladue or Town and Country.
That's not me, of course.
I think we need to be in Huntley.
Most of our listeners are very well healed.
Yep.
So I was asking the question for
this. It's for the listeners. It's kind of like Jay with Foot Fetish Friday.
That's for the listener.
Well, Ryan, we are very grateful for your support over the years. All of the listeners, indirectly or directly, are grateful. And I know a lot of them do business with you. And we ask that if you are buying a house or if you're refinancing, make sure you do business with Ryan Kelly online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Great guy who runs a damn good business, and he's been with us for years making us possible. God bless you.
God bless you, the title sponsor,
Ryan Kelly.
Hi, thank you, Ryan.
Ryan Kelly. Please give it up for Ryan Kelly. My God, he makes the show possible, Doug.
Yeah, that he does. That he does. You may touch the trophy.
You could be carrying that thing home.
Where's the cat? I need some chew.
He's in L.A., I believe. I think he's in L.A. We're approaching the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Doug, an 8 o'clock hour for the ages.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really was. Unbelievable. Hot takes. Anna Marie is sitting in. I don't know if she's planning on talking it over. Janie the Lesbian is here wearing a scissoring shirt. Anna Marie got me that scissoring shirt for my birthday or Christmas or whatever. For our anniversary. That's sending a message that my real anniversary present going to be tripping. Still waiting for
That is the notable. You know, they have, like, the 5th anniversary is gold.
Right.
The 8th anniversary is a scissoring shirt. The 10th anniversary is usually, Doug, what is it, diamond?
Buck Swope is here. Doug, Buck Swope just arrived.
I saw him over there taking pictures.
He's got a 920 Boy AM bumper sticker.
Looks like he won the Masters at some point, too.
Yes, he did. All of our listeners, if you, like, get into the Hall of Fame of the show, you get a green jacket. Just like Timberfake. Hall of Famer Dave is here, and he's with Timberfake. Man,
is.
I mean, look at this, and he's got a hat that he's quite fond of.
It's a Panama Jack hat.
Wow. And there's Big Papa and Belva. Look at him. And he's just made a donation to Three Little Birds for Life, $250 from Big Papa and Belville.
Look at this.
The listeners are making donations now. Big Papa and Belville, what a gentleman. Doug, doesn't it make you feel better about the show?
It does. That was a nice gift there. Yeah.
Now, do you believe in this show?
Well, you know, I'll say that now, surrounded by people. But no, the listeners really come out and donate big time.
Yes, they do. God bless them. And the listeners send in texts such as this: Tim, if I can produce a Vianney father willing to suck his son's feet on air, should I? I have several prospects. Thanks, that's Misty Plops. These listeners, they're wonderful.
They take it too far. I'm disappointed in many of them, but not the ones here.
Plow Shark, how do things sound back at the world headquarters, the papier-mâché palace on Hampton?
Boy, oh boy, it sounds wonderful, Tim. It's kind of I'm kind of jealous that I'm not there partaking.
Are you going to be here?
I am attempting after I get done here to drive over there for a couple hours. I have to work at Billy G's the night, so I'll be pressed for time.
There it is. All right. The Plow Shark, who is picking the Blues now. He has switched, Doug, based on their dominating Game 7 performance, which seemed like San Jose had equally dominating.
Just as dominating. But he got tired of people complaining that he was picking the other teams.
Yeah. He kind of took the high hard one on the fan page.
Yeah,
a lot of people can take the high hard on the fan page.
Just pick the local team.
All right. It's the 9 o'clock hour. The Plow Shark will be on the reeds. A Foot Fetish Friday in the books. Probably the St. Louis Country Club of Foot Fetish Fridays. I mean, that was a classy Foot Fetish Friday. That was one you could maybe air on Sports
we
Sunday.
We won't.
She was take that, you could take that Periscope session.
Yep.
You could embed the video. You have game one. Then you got the Cardinals and Dodgers for your second block.
Nice.
Third block, you have the Foot Fetish.
You dovetail right into the Foot Fetish material.
Yep. And now this.
You know, the more I think of it, the better idea it sounds.
Yeah. Charlie, that's nice. You're producing. It's a non-compete violation.
Hey, not my first time talking local TV. Sunday night show.
All right. We'll take a commercial break. Jamie the Lesbian will join us in the next hour. Maybe there'll be lesbianism on the show. Wouldn't that be the hottest thing?
There never has been before, has there?
I think we've had girls make out.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
What a wonderful show it is. The Free Dota Mogman, a perfect day. I mean, even if you're not playing, come on out. This is just wonderful. It really is. At Normandy, thank you to Kenrick's Meats. Thank you to Bud Light for being our presenting sponsors. And thank you to all the players and the audience for the donations.
Pliers.
Going Pliers to Three Little Birds for Life here at Normandy. Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Charlie Marlowe with you. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After. CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com live. From the Gateway Buick GMC Studios today on the road at Normandy.